Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. We got some time here with Mr. Ray Dittinger. Nick Sirianni's coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. And what I want to do here, Al, I'm going to run a few of these questions I'm asking Nick by Ray, because, see, Ray gives very thorough tape study.
Right.
Like, after that game last Sunday, right? Would you spend a lot of time looking at that tape?
No.
It was torture watching it in real time.
No, there was a real game on afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Ray Dittinger. Yes. Now, I'll tell you this. There was a game on right after it. I did not watch it until I had seen my man Ray Dittinger, Seth Joyner, Barrett Brooks, Michael Barkin.
Yeah.
I watched them first because that's where you get information and insight. And now, before we bring the coach on, I'm going to ask Ray. I got two different segments here. I got old business and new business. This is old business because Ray studied the tape.
Yeah.
Ray, does it make any more sense to you now that the Eagles handed the football to Tom Brady to begin the most important game of the season against a very slow starting defense?
The thing is, they have a slow starting offense. You know, I mean, if you had an offense that could do anything with the ball, I'd say, yeah, take the ball. But one of the things about this team for half a season is they can't get anything done in the first quarter. So what's taking the ball going to do for you?
Ray, there are certain things that are certainties in our lives.
Yeah.
When Brady had the ball at the beginning of the most important game of the season,
right?
I would have bet my left foot on the fact that he was going to score a touchdown. And you would have, too. You knew it. He didn't even throw the ball well the first series, and he went right down the field.
Well,
right?
Derek Barnett came in and roughed him. That gave him that got the drive off to a good start.
But that was fairly predictable also.
Yeah, given entirely predictable.
So here's the thing. Why would I give a sharpshooter a loaded gun? You know what I'm saying? He's probably going to take me out anyway at some point. I'm not going to start the game with it.
Yeah. Why go down early? Didn't the Steelers elect to take the ball?
And yeah, the Steelers took the ball first.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ben.
Yeah. How'd that work?
I think it worked.
Ray, I think that's analytics.
Sure. Well, it is. I mean, that's, you know, somebody came up with this theory that that's the way to go, is to give the other team the ball, but you defer to take the ball to start the second half. They conceive that as an extra possession, you're assuring yourself.
I know they do, but that isn't even proven.
Not really.
They did it with numbers. But you know what the most
but
scary...
I see the logic in it. But against Brady, there's no good time to give him the ball. It really isn't.
All right, let's get to the other one then, because this one you've studied. This is, I am going to ask the coach about it because it's really stuck in my craw. I'm down 17-0, Billy.
Yeah.
3 minutes and change to go in the second quarter. I'm going for it, 4th and 10. I'm in their territory, but it took all half to get in their territory. I'm going to take a shot. I looked at this 10 times, but I am not Ray Dittinger. It looked to me like Hurts dropped back, looked for one guy, Rager, and forced the ball to Rager. Ray, the 4th and 10 call, late in the second quarter, did they dial up Jalen Rager with the season on the line?
It certainly seemed like that was the route, and it certainly seemed like that was Hurts' read, yeah.
Well, what do you think of that?
Bad idea.
All right, now, this kid, see, that's Ray's a minimalist.
Yeah, that's great.
Line of the day.
Well, I mean, it's there's certain, oh, no, I was going to say there's certain things he can do. No, there aren't. But one of the things he can't do is he can't run a route. He doesn't know. That's why so much of the stuff they do with him is our handoffs, jet sweeps, bubble screens, all that kind of stuff at the line of scrimmage, because they know that once he gets past the line of scrimmage and has to try and run a route, he's lost. He doesn't run the routes with any kind of confidence. He doesn't run them with any kind of discipline, and he can't shake coverage. So, I mean, to make him your option one on a 4th-and-10 play is you're going to lose that one 10 times out of 10.
All right. By the way, none of this was said at the news conference.
That's what you wanted yesterday,
yeah,
right?
No. I want to take this the next step because I want Ray to understand the impact of what he just said. You have a head coach whose specialty is wide receiver, who played it himself and was a wide receiver coach in the NFL. And he had 1 year with Jalen Reagor. And in the 18th game of that season, Reagor still doesn't know how to run a route. What would make them or me think he's going to learn in his third year what he didn't learn under two excellent coaches his first 2 years?
There's no real reason to think that. I mean, what's happened, people sometimes try to compare the Reagor situation with the Aguilar situation. You know, first round pick, struggles early, loses his confidence. Well, that part fits. You know, first round pick, yes. Struggled early, yes. Lost his confidence, yes. But the difference is, and this is one of the reasons why I was an Aguilar defender early on. I said, no, stay with him. Stay with him. Because I had seen him play at Southern Cal. I knew he could play. I knew the talent was there. He just kind of had to figure it out. He kind of had to figure it out on the NFL level, have some success, develop his confidence, and he would develop into I'm not saying a great receiver, but a good receiver. I never saw any of that in Reagor. I mean, when I saw him play in college, I thought he was a fourth-round draft choice. I mean, he's only a first-round draft pick because the Eagles made him one. I mean, but that doesn't mean he has that level of talent. He doesn't. I mean, if you saw him play in college, he was the same player there that he is here. You know, he dropped a lot of passes. He didn't run good patterns. Part of it, you can attribute some of it to the offense they ran. At TCU, their offense was very simplistic. It didn't require much of a receiver. He kind of made it up as he went along. It was very typical of the kind of offenses they run in that conference. But I thought, well, okay, maybe he'll come up here. Maybe the coaches will do something with him. But the fact is, there's nothing in his history. If you go back and watch his college tape, I didn't go back to high school, obviously, but even if you watch his college tape, there's nothing in there that suggests that there's a great player there.
Hold on. This is the most upsetting thing to happen to whole news conference. 34 and a half minutes. Joe, just play this tiny thing. Listen.
We want more production from Jalen Reagor, and he has all the talent to do so. So I like, you know, I like him in that number three spot right now.
That was the beginning of it. Here was the end of it.
He does have extreme talent.
Right. Does he have extreme talent?
I don't believe so. No.
Thank you.
I have not seen it. There's nothing that I've seen. I studied a lot of him before the draft. And then I studied even more after the draft when he was the Eagles' property, thinking, well, maybe I missed something. My conclusion, he's just not that good.
He's not that good. Extreme talent, not really. On the line with us, Lamont, the Cowboys fan. Hi, Lamont!
Hey, good morning, Angelo and team. Good morning,
Where you been hiding?
I've been hurting.
Where you been hiding? Did you see the last play of the Dallas season, Lamont?
Angelo, it was terrible, Angelo. And Dak Prescott knew that the referee supposed to get that ball, Angelo.
Wait a minute. Do you think the refs blew it or Dak?
No, Dak blew it, Angelo.
Yes, he did. That's correct. And then he told the media it was good that they were throwing debris at the refs.
That wasn't good, Angelo. That was wrong for him to do that, Angelo.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was very bad.
That was very bad.
Hey, Lamont. Everybody talks about the Eagles fans and how bad they are in Philadelphia, and nobody nationwide are talking about how bad the Cowboy fans were throwing stuff at referees.
You're right, Billy. They were bad.
Lamont, did you see the video outside the stadium after that big fat guy with man boobs? That guy had man boobs. And he was throwing haymakers. He was drunk and fat and awful.
Hey, but Lamont, for 18 weeks, I kept telling you, just wait. Just wait. They're going to break your heart.
Yep. Lamont, you must be so sad.
It was bad.
Angelo, Let me tell you something. That charade Howie Roseman did yesterday.
I don't care. Oh, I don't want your input. You're in no position
come
to
on,
talk about the Eagles.
Come on. Just
get out. Out. Get out.
You're going to come on after that
disgraceful
ending.
You're not giving me
ending.
Your assessment of Howie Roseman. I will have Ray Dittinger assess the final play in the Dallas game. Ray, 14 seconds remaining.
Right.
You have no timeouts. You had two options. Throw it, try to get to the sideline, or run up the middle. Did run up the middle with 14 seconds left make sense to you?
No, it made sense to no one.
Mike McCarthy still defending it, and he said they had to get down a little quicker, get the ball to the umpire, snap it, stop it, and then take the shot. Yeah, that's not logical, is it?
No. No, and for what you needed to do, gaining that 12 yards or whatever it was didn't make any difference. Yeah. It wasn't worth the trade-off in
wasn't
time.
Wasn't worth it, right?
No, it wasn't. It was just flat-out stupid. And the thing is, everybody there knows it was stupid.
Yeah.
Everybody there, but they're going to continue defending it and hoping that somebody believes them at some point. But, I mean, that was – when I saw the play, I just – look, I've seen Mike McCarthy mess up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just the fact that he had Aaron Rodgers for all those years and won one Super Bowl is evidence enough that there was a problem in Green Bay. But when Dallas – and I said this – I think I was on with you, in fact. When Dallas hired him, I said, this is a gift to the Eagles fans.
Yeah,
is bringing
you're right.
Mike McCarthy. You know, the Cowboys have players. They have talent on that team.
They do.
But bringing Mike McCarthy in, if you're an Eagles fan, you had to drop to your knees and say, oh, thank you.
Oh, please keep him. He's doing an amazing job. Tom's up from Alabama. Hi, Tommy.
Yo, Ange. Good morning, Mr. Dittinger. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. It's an honor, sir.
Well, thanks. Hey,
Tom, would you please, you are in Alabama. Do you believe that this job is Jalen Hurts's now, long term?
No, sir, I don't.
You do not, despite the endorsement he received yesterday for the GM and the coach?
No, and you know, I've tried to back this guy, and I've been watching him, I think, a little bit longer than anybody else as far as the University of Alabama.
Right.
But I think that he transferred there because a lot of it has to do with his mind, okay? The playmaking decisions, the internal clock. I mean, it was just, I got so frustrated Sunday when it was 14-0. Okay, the Eagles defense bend, but they didn't break, and they held them to a field goal. It was 17-0, and at that particular point, even if the Eagles would have got 3 points at the end of the half, it would have been something to build on, but he made a terrible decision, and then as soon as he comes out after the half, he makes another one. Now, as far as breaking the pocket, it seems he's gotten a little bit better about that. Now he's running from sideline to sideline, and then he's stopping right there and throwing across his body. It's just, I mean, if he hasn't got it by now, I don't know when he's going to get it.
Well, you know, I do consider you a Jalen Hurts expert, Tom. Tom, who are you amazed still has a job?
Well, as far as I know, this gentleman is still employed. He said he's going to step down after 2021. The president of the Philadelphia Phillies, Andy McPhail.
Andy McPhail is mine. Al.
Do they have a job?
Andy McPhail.
He's still there?
He's still getting a check. It doesn't matter. It could be past or present. It could be Joe Q. Herrick if you want. Whatever you want.
Well, yeah, but he would. But, okay.
And, past or present. How did that man get all these years here when he did nothing right? That's my number one, Billy. Okay. Does that affect you at all? You're the judge.
No, it doesn't.
Didn't think. 215. Billy, do you have any respect for me whatsoever?
I have a lot. That's why you're
just a popular vote. You don't really count. Right.
Once again, Al, Billy displaying his ability to lie. He has no respect for
Duke.
Me. I've known that.
You have to take that in your SATs.
215-592-9494. Now we're going to move to new business with Ray. We're going to get his thoughts on the news conference that happened yesterday and on Jalen Hurts and on some of these other players that are kind of on the bubble. Mm-hmm. We'll get Ray's thoughts on that stuff next. WIP Sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.